Corinthians chapter 12. Without a doubt, it is not expedient for me to glory. I will talk about visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ more than 14 years ago. Whether in the body I can't tell, or whether out of the body I can't tell, God knows, who was caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I can't tell, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to speak. I will glory of such a person, yet of myself I won't glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I refrain, so that no man will esteem me to be more than what he sees me to be, or that he hears about me. And so I wouldn't be exalted beyond measure through the abundance of the revelation. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, the messenger of Satan, to punish me, so I wouldn't be exalted beyond measure. I asked the Lord three times to make this thing go away from me, and he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I'll rather glory in my infirmities, so that the power of Christ will rest on me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. I've become a fool in glorying. You've compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. For I am behind the very up top apostles in nothing, though I am nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were performed among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it in which you were inferior to other churches, except that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. See, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I won't be burdensome to you, for I seek not what is yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay it for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But if it's so, I didn't burden you. Anyway, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Didn't we walk in the same spirit? Didn't we walk in the same steps? Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your building up. For I'm afraid that when I come, I won't find you such as I would prefer, and so that you don't find me as you would like, and that there might be debates, envying, wraths, strife, backbiting, whisperings, swellings, tumults. And so that when I come again, my God won't humble me among you, and so I won't lament many who've sinned already and haven't repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lust that they've committed.